Ezekiel chapter 45. When you allot the land as an inheritance, you shall set aside for the Lord a portion of the land as a holy district, 25,000 cubits long and 20,000 cubits wide. It shall be holy throughout its entire extent. Of this, a square plot of 500 by 500 cubits shall be for the sanctuary, with 50 cubits for an open space around it. In the holy district you shall measure off a section 25,000 cubits long and 10,000 wide, in which shall be the sanctuary, the most holy place. It shall be a holy portion of the land. It shall be for the priests who minister in the sanctuary and approach the Lord to minister to him. And it shall be both a place for their houses and a holy place for the sanctuary. Another section, 25,000 cubits long and 10,000 cubits wide, shall be for the Levites who minister at the temple, as their holding for cities to live in. Alongside the portion set apart as the holy district, you shall assign as a holding for the city an area 5,000 cubits wide and 25,000 cubits long. It shall belong to the whole house of Israel. And to the prince shall belong the land on both sides of the holy district and the holding of the city, alongside the holy district and the holding of the city, on the west and on the east, corresponding in length to one of the tribal portions, and extending from the western to the eastern boundary of the land. It is to be his property in Israel. And my princes shall no longer oppress my people, but they shall let the house of Israel have the land according to their tribes. Thus says the Lord God, Enough, O princes of Israel, put away violence and oppression, and do what is just and right. Cease your evictions of my people, says the Lord God. You shall have honest balances, an honest ephah, and an honest bath. The ephah and the bath shall be of the same measure, the bath containing one-tenth of a homer, and the ephah one-tenth of a homer. The homer shall be the standard measure. The shekel shall be 20 gerahs. 20 shekels, 25 shekels, and 15 shekels shall make a mina for you. This is the offering that you shall make, 1/6 of an ephah from each homer of wheat, and 1/6 of an ephah from each homer of barley, and as the fixed portion of oil, 1/10 of a bath from each core. The core, like the homer, contains 10 baths, and 1 sheep from every flock of 200 from the pastures of Israel. This is the offering for grain offerings, burnt offerings, and offerings of well-being, to make atonement for them, says the Lord God. All the people of the land shall join with the prince in Israel in making this offering. But this shall be the obligation of the prince regarding the burnt offerings, grain offerings, and drink offerings at the festivals, the new moons, and the Sabbaths, all the appointed festivals of the house of Israel. He shall provide the sin offerings, grain offerings, the burnt offerings, and the offerings of well-being to make atonement for the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, In the first month, on the first day of the month, you shall take a young bull without blemish and purify the sanctuary. The priest shall take some of the blood of the sin offering and put it on the doorpost of the temple, the four corners of the ledge of the altar, and the post of the gate of the inner court. You shall do the same on the seventh day of the month for anyone who has sinned through error or ignorance, so you shall make atonement for the temple. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, you shall celebrate the festival of the Passover, and for 7 days unleavened bread shall be eaten. On that day the prince shall provide for himself and all the people of the land a young bull for a sin offering. And during the 7 days of the festival he shall provide as a burnt offering to the Lord 7 young bulls and 7 rams without blemish on each of the 7 days, and a male goat daily for a sin offering. He shall provide as a grain offering an ephah for each bull, an ephah for each ram, and a hin of oil to each ephah. In the 7th month, on the 15th day of the month, and for the 7 days of the festival, he shall make the same provision for sin offerings, burnt offerings, and grain offerings, and for the oil. Ezekiel chapter 46. Thus says the Lord God, The gate of the inner court that faces east shall remain closed on the 6 working days. But on the Sabbath day it shall be opened, and on the day of the new moon it shall be opened. The prince shall enter by the vestibule of the gate from outside, and shall take his stand by the post of the gate, The priest shall offer his burnt offering and his offerings of well-being, and he shall bow down at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go out, but the gate shall not be closed until evening. The people of the land shall bow down at the entrance of that gate before the Lord on the Sabbaths and on the new moons. The burnt offering that the prince offers to the Lord on the Sabbath day shall be 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. And the grain offering with the ram shall be an ephah, and the grain offering with the lambs shall be as much as he wishes to give, together with a hin of oil to each ephah. On the day of the new moon he shall offer a young bull without blemish, and 6 lambs and a ram, which shall be without blemish. As a grain offering he shall provide an ephah with the bull and an ephah with the ram, and with the lambs as much as he wishes, together with a hin of oil to each ephah. When the prince enters, he shall come in by the vestibule of the gate, and he shall go out by the same way. When the people of the land come before the Lord at the appointed festivals, whoever enters by the north gate to worship shall go out by the south gate, and whoever enters by the south gate shall go out by the north gate. They shall not return by way of the gate by which they entered, but shall go out straight ahead. When they come in, the prince shall come in with them, and when they go out, he shall go out. At the festivals and the appointed seasons, the grain offering with a young bull shall be an ephah, and with a ram an ephah, and with the lambs as much as one wishes to give, together with a hin of oil to an ephah. When the prince provides a freewill offering, either a burnt offering or offerings of well-being as a freewill offering to the Lord, the gate facing east shall be opened for him, and he shall offer his burnt offering or his offerings of well-being as he does on the Sabbath day. Then he shall go out, and after he has gone out the gate shall be closed. He shall provide a lamb, a yearling without blemish, for a burnt offering to the Lord daily. Morning by morning he shall provide it. And he shall provide a grain offering with it morning by morning regularly, 1/6 of an ephah, and 1/3 of a hin of oil to moisten the choice flour, as a grain offering to the Lord. This is the ordinance for all time. Thus the lamb and the grain offering and the oil shall be provided morning by morning as a regular burnt offering. Thus says the Lord God, if the prince makes a gift to any of his sons out of his inheritance, it shall belong to his sons, it is their holding by inheritance. But if he makes a gift out of his inheritance to one of his servants, it shall be his to the year of liberty. Then it shall revert to the prince. Only his sons may keep a gift from his inheritance. The prince shall not take any of the inheritance of the people, thrusting them out of their holding. He shall give his sons their inheritance out of his own holding, so that none of my people shall be dispossessed of their holding. Then he brought me through the entrance, which was at the side of the gate, to the north row of the holy chambers for the priests. And there I saw a place at the extreme western end of them. He said to me, "This is the place where the priests shall boil the guilt offering and the sin offering, and where they shall bake the grain offering, in order not to bring them out into the outer court, and so communicate holiness to the people." Then he brought me out to the outer court, and led me past the 4 corners of the court, and in each corner of the court there was a court. In the 4 corners of the court were small courts, 40 cubits long and 30 wide, the 4 were of the same size. On the inside, around each of the 4 courts, was a row of masonry, with hearths made at the bottom of the rows all around. Then he said to me, "These are the kitchens where those who serve at the temple shall boil the sacrifices of the people." Ezekiel chapter 47. Then he brought me back to the entrance of the temple. There water was flowing from below the threshold of the temple toward the east, for the temple faced east, and the water was flowing down from below the south end of the threshold of the temple, south of the altar. Then he brought me out by way of the north gate, and led me around on the outside of the outer gate that faces toward the east, and the water was coming out on the south side. Going on eastward with a cord in his hand, the man measured 1,000 cubits, and then led me through the water, and it was ankle deep. Again he measured 1,000, and led me through the water, and it was knee deep. Again he measured 1,000, and led me through the water, and it was up to the waist. Again he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not cross, for the water had risen, it was deep enough to swim in, a river that could not be crossed. He said to me, "Mortal, Have you seen this? Then he led me back along the bank of the river. As I came back, I saw on the bank of the river a great many trees on the one side and on the other. He said to me, This water flows toward the eastern region and goes down into the Araba, and when it enters the sea of stagnant waters, the water will become fresh. Wherever the river goes, every living creature that swarms will live, and there will be very many fish once these waters reach there. It will become fresh, and everything will live where the river goes. People will stand fishing beside the sea from En-Gedi to En-Eglaim. It will be a place for the spreading of nets. Its fish will be of a great many kinds, like the fish of the great sea. But its swamps and marshes will not become fresh. They are to be left for salt. On the banks, on both sides of the river, there will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, nor their fruit fail, but they will bear fresh fruit every month, because the water for them flows from the sanctuary. Their fruit will be for food, and their leaves for healing. Thus says the Lord God, These are the boundaries by which you shall divide the land for inheritance among the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have 2 portions. You shall divide it equally. I swore to give it to your ancestors, and this land shall fall to you as your inheritance. This shall be the boundary of the land, on the north side, from the great sea, by way of Hethlon to Libo Hamath, and on to Zidad, Berotha, Sebraim, which lies between the border of Damascus and the border of Hamath, as far as Hazer Hadakon, which is on the border of Hauran. So the boundary shall run from the sea to Hazar Enon, which is north of the border of Damascus, with the border of Hamath to the north. This shall be the north side. On the east side, between Hauran and Damascus, along the Jordan between Gilead and the land of Israel, to the eastern sea and as far as Tamar, this shall be the east side. On the south side it shall run from Tamar as far as the waters of Meribath Kadesh, from there along the Wadi of Egypt to the great sea. This shall be the south side. On the west side, the great sea shall be the boundary to a point opposite Libo Hamath. This shall be the west side. So you shall divide this land among you according to the tribes of Israel. You shall allot it as an inheritance for yourselves and for the aliens who reside among you and have begotten children among you. They shall be to you as citizens of Israel. With you they shall be allotted an inheritance among the tribes of Israel. In whatever tribe aliens reside, there you shall assign them their inheritance, says the Lord God.